Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just in, we have a new guest, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score football pregame and postgame show co-host.
Those were great days in our locker rooms. If guys got paid, you know, if they got their contract or coming back down or the next morning you walk in that locker room, a lot of hugs, high fives, and all that kind of stuff. That goes a long way.
Master in the art of the long snap.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Check out longsnapper.com. Have him start early to learn how to long snap.
He even has a signature beer.
Long snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli.
That was a good snap.
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
How long does it take to grow the mullet?
The gourmet mullet?
Why is it gourmet?
Because it's awesome.
Welcome back to Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Today's show brought to you by Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve, and by Phillips Chevrolet. Patrick Manelli joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. You can always listen to Patrick Manelli during pregame. So before Chicago takes on Indy, tune in Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon for your local Ford dealers postgame show. Pre-game show, I should say. That would make more sense right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. It's Mully, it's Olin Krutz, and it's our next guest, Pat Manelli, who you can find on Twitter at Patrick Manelli. Hello, sir.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good. We're trying to sort through some of these offensive line issues. I don't know if you heard Bill Belichick yesterday, but he just laid waste to them. He just said, yeah, well, they're not spending resources on the line, and other teams have better players, and they can't handle single blocks, let alone blitzes. Okay, great.
All right, we're done with the interview. That's it. We're done. No, it's just bad too, guys. You mean you got Nate Davis getting penalties, Darnell Wright getting penalties, and obviously you can't go against what Bill Belichick says most of the time, and he's right. It's ugly. It's all the way across the board, and what's concerning to me, it's not just one guy. You know what I mean? It's not just Nate Davis. It's everybody. It's Coleman Shelton. It's Darnell Wright. Tevin Jenkins is getting beat. Braxton Jones got beat. You saw that. It's all the way across the board. So to me, the fix is almost impossible. You know, sometimes you can say, all right, we can figure out one guy and scheme with him. And if the right guard is hurting, you can slide the line a little bit to him. You can give some chip help with the running back. But right now, it's just everybody. And it's I don't know what they're going to do. Is it too late to maybe shuffle guys around? You know, if everybody's been talking about, you know, Olin, what he said last year of putting Tevin Jenkins at right guard and keeping him with Darnell Wright. But is it too late to do that? Do you put Matt Pryor at left guard? Because those guys you want to work together with. And that's the hard thing, the communication, the steps. But to me, it looked so bad on Sunday night that you really have to have a conversation about it. And if they did it, I'd be okay with it because I don't think it can get any worse.
Now, see, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because there has been that talk about shifting guys around, right? You know, you take the ingredients and you mix them up differently and hopefully it tastes better. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the case, though, because part of it for me is the fear of the reset. You're kind of going back to block A, and in block A, you don't know how much of regression there will be with guys now doing new things in new spots. Is it not better just to forge ahead, try to clean things up against an opponent that you think is the weakest that you've seen against the run as far as getting pressure also on the quarterback?
Yeah, I think my guess is I think the coach would be kind of scared to do that. You know what I mean? Like I was just explaining, it's difficult to do in the middle of the season. I think maybe this week if they struggle against this defense, they have some good players, but hopefully DeForest Buckner doesn't play. You know, he got injured, but they've been giving up a lot of yards in the run game. Maybe they get it right. Maybe they get, you know, because it is a little bit of a weaker front. Maybe they can have a better game and trying to figure it out. And it is reps, guys, too. They don't wear pads anymore. You know, they're not working together. There's a lot of times, if you watch the film last week and even the first week, like, Dan, I think I've heard you talk about it, they're not picking up stunts. They're not picking up twists. And that's pad work. You know what I mean? That's repping live reps of working with your guy, keeping your shoulders square. All these loops and stuff you see, they're getting beat up field. They're turning their shoulders. Next thing you know, the guy's coming free, coming up the middle. And it's more work that needs to be done. And I'm sure that conversation is going on with the staff that's saying, hey, we'll get more reps. They'll get better in time. But right now, it just does not look good.
We played a comment from Tevin Jenkins where he sort of very matter-of-factly said, we get the call, we try to execute what we're coached to do.
Yeah.
And he used that word, which is, you know, to already hear that is interesting. His tone was interesting. But when he says get the call, he's talking about the protection call.
Yes.
So we know that when Coleman Shelton was signed, his strength was apparently recognizing, communicating, making that call. When we're watching a game and we hear all sorts of noise and we see everybody pointing, we know what the mic point is. That sets the protection based on who they believe the middle linebacker is and who's playing what roles. But other than that, take us through sort of granularly after the huddle breaks, as you're walking up to the line, who makes that call? Is there a communication between quarterback and center? What do you see? What do you see? Do they have to agree on the interpretation of what they see? And then how is it communicated, especially on the road?
Right. No, for us, it was Olin. He was in charge of all it. Some teams, the quarterback is in charge of it. You know, Olin's talked about with Drew Brees, where he helped make all the protection calls and made Olin's life easier. But for us, O-linemen, you wanted to hear it come from your center, and that just sets everything. So if you have like a slide left protection where you call out the mic linebacker, that say the running back has that mic linebacker, we have the four down and maybe the Will linebacker to the left. So that makes it easy, and that's the way it just should work. But what's funny is, I'll give you a story going back to like a rookie quarterback, Kyle Lorton. There was a game where down in the north end zone, and Olin makes the call, and Kyle, a rookie, changes the call. Olin turns around and slaps Kyle's hand out of the air while he's pointing to a different guy. And he's like, no, blank, blank, we're going to this guy. So, you know, for a rookie quarterback, I think there's so much on his plate. He needs to be Coleman Shelton right now to make all those calls. But it goes to him. You're going off of what he's saying. And he can be wrong sometimes, but you can still be right because you're all going to proper people. And then the quarterback knows who the free runner is, if that makes sense. So it goes back to the center, and it should right now for the rookie quarterback. And you're just hoping he's making the right call. There was one play last Sunday night where a guy came running scot-free. I don't know whose fault that was. Was that the wrong call by the center? Was the quarterback not picking up the hot read? That stuff we don't know. They'll be talking about it internally. But to me, it goes back to the center, and you listen to whatever he says. You go off of that, and you can always be correct as long as the quarterback understands who the hot guy is and who could be running free.
What's great about this is I'm watching the Monday Night Football game last night. So they have Jason Kelce, obviously future Hall of Famer center, in the booth describing what's going on with him and teaching Cam Jurgens, the rest of the line, mm-hmm. also the quarterback. And obviously when Jason Kelce was the center for the Eagles, he was in charge, kind of what you're describing yes. with Olin Krutz. And now he's saying, I think Jalen Hurts now is ready to be the guy who's doing that. How long do you think it would take a guy like Caleb Williams to get comfortable doing that? That doesn't sound like something that would happen in year one and maybe not even in year two, but I guess it all depends on how good your center is, right?
That's a great question too, because you know we had Kurt Warner on yesterday when I was working with Spiegel, and he was talking about not only did he want to know coverages as well as anybody, he wanted to know protection. So it's up to the quarterback to take that under, you know, if he wants to do it. And right now I think Caleb needs to worry about the season. Maybe during the off season, that's something he really works on and adds to his repertoire to be able to know. So it depends on how quickly he can learn it. You know, I think maybe year two, he could start doing that. But I think 3 and 4 for sure. I just know as an O-lineman, it took me a while when I got in the pros sitting in the O-line room to really understand protections as well. So, I don't know. It just depends how quickly he can pick that up and understand it. Some people can see it better than others. Some people can teach this other people better. So hopefully he has a good teacher in there to learn from. But I would say maybe next year to for sure the third year, I would hope he'd be able to pick it up.
We started the show talking about something that Dan Wiederer noted both with us yesterday and in the piece he wrote for the Tribune today. We should mention Dan is going to be in with Matt Spiegel today. So you're getting a lot of real strong Bears content today as always. And he's focusing on just how the Bears players themselves, as he put it, seemed like they were looking for a coping mechanism. When after two games, both Cole Kmet and DeAndre Swift are saying there's a lot of football left, that he found it notable that they may have been jarred a little bit. What is it like then? Does it seem that way to you that they thought they were better than this and they're not?
Oh, they talked about it, right? They talked about all the weapons we had. They were talking about it. Obviously, we were as well with all what they acquired. And you go into a season like this and your expectations and goals are pretty darn high and you have one touchdown, right? And this was supposed to be the new Bears era of scoring touchdowns and scoring points and winning games offensively. And yeah, I think it's a huge letdown. But what I loved about Cole, Dan, and you've heard it a lot from guys, right? When this is going on, they're like, oh, we're close. We're close. We're one play. He didn't say that. He kind of called everybody out and said, we got to get better at O-line, you know, everything. And when I heard him say that, that meant he is extremely frustrated. He could be extremely frustrated with Waldron. He could be extremely frustrated with his teammates. But it's got to be everybody he's upset with because, you know, to hear a guy say, to not say we're close, that was interesting to me because I think you hear that from everybody. When you were on the beat doing all that, you would hear guys go, oh, we're close, we're close. You knew they weren't close, but, you know, I think he knows everybody's frustrated.
The frustration seems to be a thing where we know that they should be frustrated, and some people are kind of surprised that it's as frustrating as it is because at the end of the day, they're 1-1. They've got a not great Indianapolis Colts team. I've been a big proponent, Patrick, of how this schedule lines up. Because mm-hmm. I like the fact that the division games are on the back half. I liked that they were starting with weaker teams but get a good test in week two to really have a barometer and know where you're at. Like if they had played, let's say, the Colts last week and run a little bit on them or a lot and then played the Texans after that, I think we'd still be talking about the same fundamental problems. Mm-hmm. Let's find out what the problems are as quickly as possible. I know you're saying you don't necessarily know that they can correct the problems that need to be corrected for the offense, but what can they do right now, today, tomorrow, when they get back on the practice field? What's the number one thing you would have them do?
In the run game, I would say run downhill. And what I mean by that is put Mercedes Lewis in. I'm almost finished with the All-22. And three of their best runs, their positive runs, Mercedes Lewis is in the game, and they're getting double teams up front with Darnell Wright. You know, they need to get back to me, that power game with those guys up front, kind of coming off the ball. There were a few runs to the left where Braxton Jones is going against Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. He's getting blown up. Swift has got to cut it up, and you've got no yardage. So I think you've got to just kind of simplify the run game for those guys and figure out what their strengths are. And I think it's that. I think it's just coming downhill more. And then for the passing game, you know, obviously I'm not an expert in that, but I could tell you more about O-line. But it just seems that, you know, one is protection to get him comfortable. So when you get the four down rushers on him, he's very, very comfortable. They've got to get better at blitz pickup. They've got to get better at blitz recognition. They've got to get better at technique up front. That's the biggest thing for me for O-line wise. But the run game will help this team, will help Caleb get him, keep him in, you know, third and short, second and manageable. That, to me, is the biggest thing, is just come downhill in the run game. And that, to me, is the strength of these guys. Tevin Jenkins likes to do that. Darnell Wright's very good at double teams. So anybody he's got next to him, they're going to move a lot of people off the ball.
So that would be gap runs rather than typical inside zone or outside zone runs, if you're talking about...
No, you can still do the inside zone. You just keep it tighter, right? The ones that they had earlier, the two up the middle, he had a six-yard run, I think a four-yard run. They aren't huge, but they're moving guys off the ball. It's just a tighter zone, so your steps are a little tighter than try to run that wide zone and trying to get that full outside shoulder. So you can use Mercedes Lewis to kind of set the edge, and he can maybe single block and or double team with Darnell Wright. So you're just kind of running in between the tackles more. So it's just kind of a tighter zone, and you can use the gap scheme as well, Dan. So you can do both, but I think just getting those double teams as much as you can with those big guys up front, that will help the run game.
You mentioned Lewis. Personnel, speaking of personnel, is now the right time then to unveil Roschon Johnson, who we know what work he's been able to do in between the tackles?
No, I think Swift can do it. I really do. I think he just needs to get more carries. I think he's a very versatile back. Everybody talks about he's an outside zone runner. I think he can, obviously he's very good at that, but I still think he can run between the tackles. Like I said, those three positive runs with Mercedes in the game, he's very good at it. So I would stick with that and then just run the ball more with that scheme and give it to Khalil Herbert. He's very good inside as well. You saw it on his touchdown run. You know, he's a good running back as well.
I don't think you need a good running back to have a good running game. Really don't.
O-line.
I think it's proven, but
you're seeing right now, though, that the NFL, like Josh Jacobs up in Green Bay. Yeah, they blocked him up pretty well, but he's important. Joe Mixon was important the first week for the Texans. Saquon Barkley is, you know, important now for the Eagles. So I think a good running back helps, but it's all O-line. It's all O-line and what fits those guys scheme-wise.
Last question, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
We hear Matt Eberflus talk a lot about, and he's sort of played these cards multiple times now. When he was talking about C.J. Stroud, he said he's been coached very well to work from the pocket. And then when talking about Caleb's interceptions after the game, he said when he leaves the pocket, he needs to protect the football. We're used to Justin Fields doing that little reverse backspin out of the pocket and running for like 80 yards down the field. Caleb's not that guy. No. He doesn't want to be that guy. He can scramble. He is athletic, but he is always looking to throw. When should I get concerned that they're coaching the magic out of him? Why couldn't they say, well, when he leaves the pocket, man, go crazy, kid. Light him up. Do what you got to do. Like you say, they've got one touchdown. Do you really want him to be putting the bumpers up in the bowling alley right now?
No, I think they're trying to, you know, from scratch coach him to learn to play from the pocket. And there are going to be times that I think that's his skill. That's his magic, is getting out of the pocket. So I hope they don't coach that out of him. You know, the two interceptions he had, the one to DJ Moore, I'm okay with because it's a 50-50 ball. It could have been thrown better. But then the one in the triple coverage, that's the one where you're like, what are you doing, kid? We can't do that. So I would be concerned when you start seeing throws like that where he's throwing in a double and triple coverage. But I love the fact when he gets out of the pocket, he's like, all right, DJ, I trust you. I'm going to throw it up to you. It could have been a better throw. You know, he's off platform a little bit and got hit. But I hope they don't coach it out of him, Dan. That to me is – that's what's made him special his entire life. And I think that's what can make him great in this league. So I do think they need to coach him to play from the pocket. Like early in the game when they were just rushing four guys, he was very comfortable getting the ball out. That was great to see. That was improvement from week one to week two. But then again, you can't take out the special Caleb Williams. You just can't do that.
Patrick Manley, great stuff as always. We will be listening to you on the pregame and the postgame show. You and the crew, instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Wonderverse. All of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Thanks as always, man.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.